Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. Imagine your brain suddenly telling you something impossible. You're standing somewhere, talking to someone, and your mind becomes absolutely certain this moment already happened. Same room, same conversation, then the feeling disappears, like a memory that never existed, which leaves one question hanging in the air. Why does the brain do that? And then your brain notices some tiny detail, like maybe the way a chair is sitting in the corner. And suddenly you're thinking, wait, didn't this already happen? For a second, you're absolutely sure of it. Then the feeling slips away just as fast as it showed up. Conversation keeps going, yes. Everyone else moves on like nothing happened. But you're left standing there thinking, what the hell was that? Well, psychologists call it déjà vu, French for already seen. Somewhere around 60 to 70% of people report experiencing it at least once, which means this strange little brain glitch is one of the most common mysteries in human experience. But here's where the story starts getting interesting. For decades, nobody could explain why it happens. Scientists tried to study it, but they ran into a problem almost immediately. You can't schedule déjà vu. You can't ask someone to just have it on command. It shows up randomly. A few seconds of confusion, then it's gone. So the mystery sat there for years, until finally researchers started uncovering clues about something much bigger hiding underneath all of it. Clues about how the brain handles memory, recognition, and the present moment itself. And once you start pulling on that thread, well then the question changes. Because maybe the real mystery isn't why déjà vu happens. Maybe the real mystery is this. Why does the brain sometimes treat the present like it already belongs to the past? Let's see if we can answer that. Déjà vu is one of those strange things almost everyone recognizes. You mention it to people and they usually nod right away. Oh yeah, I've had that happen. And they can describe the feeling almost perfectly. The moment feels familiar, not in a vague way, in a very specific way. Like you somehow already lived that exact second. Which, if you stop and think about it for a minute, it's a pretty strange sentence. How exactly do you remember something that hasn't happened yet? Well, turns out that experience is surprisingly common. Studies suggest somewhere between 60 and 70% of people report experiencing déjà vu at least once in their lives. That's not rare. That's most of us. And that's when the mystery starts getting interesting. Because when millions of people report the same strange experience, it probably isn't just your imagination. Researchers started noticing a few other patterns too. One of them is age. Déjà vu tends to happen more often in younger adults, usually people under 30 years old. As people get older, the experience becomes less frequent. By the time many people reach their 40s or 50s, it often fades almost completely, which is odd if you think about it. You'd think if déjà vu was just some random brain hiccup, it would show up at roughly the same rate throughout life, but it doesn't. And that's where the question starts to bother scientists. What exactly is the brain doing during those few seconds? Because whatever the answer is, it's happening inside millions of people's heads. And yet, nobody can predict when it will show up. That's the frustrating part. Déjà vu refuses to cooperate with research. It shows up randomly, lasts a few seconds, then just disappears. You can't schedule it, you can't trigger it on command, and you definitely can't ask someone in the laboratory to just make it happen. Which meant for decades, scientists had a mystery that millions of people experienced, but almost nobody could study, until someone realized something. If you can't wait around for déjà vu to happen, maybe you can figure out what kind of mistake in the brain would create that feeling. Because it turns out, the brain has more than one way of recognizing something. So if deja vu feels like a memory, then the obvious place to start is memory itself, how the brain recognizes things. And it sounds simple enough. You see something, your brain checks the files, and it says, yeah, I've seen that before. Or, nope, brand new, case closed. Except, it turns out the brain doesn't actually work that neatly, which probably doesn't surprise anyone who has ever walked into a room and immediately forgotten why they went in there to begin with. Back in the 1990s, two psychologists, Alan Brown and Elizabeth Marsh, started running memory experiments, just lists of words. Participants would read a group of related words. Things like bed, pillow, dream, rest. Pretty straightforward things. Then later the researchers showed them another list and asked a simple question. Which of these words did you see earlier? Shouldn't be that hard. But something weird kept happening. People would confidently point to a word that had never appeared on the original list. For example, a word like sleep. And they weren't unsure about it either. They'd say it like it was obvious. Yeah, that one was definitely there. Except it wasn't. Now, at first glance, that just sounds like a normal memory mistake. Fair enough. We misremember things all the time. But when researchers looked closer, something didn't sit right. The mistakes weren't random. People weren't picking just any word. Their brains kept choosing words that fit that pattern. For example, bed, pillow, dream, sleep fits. So the brain sort of fills in the blank. Because when that happens, people experience something psychologists call false familiarity. The brain produces the feeling of recognition, even though there's no actual memory behind it. And when researchers noticed that, well, a few of them started asking a new question. Because that feeling recognition without a memory, it sounds an awful lot like what people describe during deja vu, which leads to a slightly uncomfortable possibility. Maybe deja vu isn't about time at all. Maybe it has more to do with how the brain decides something is familiar. But then another problem shows up, because recognition inside the brain isn't handled by just one system. There are actually multiple processes involved in deciding whether something feels familiar. And once scientists started digging into that, the deja vu mystery didn't get simpler. It got much weirder. So now scientists had a clue. The brain can create the feeling of familiarity even when the memory itself doesn't exist. But that still doesn't explain something important. Deja vu doesn't just feel familiar. It feels like a replay, like the moment already happened. And that pushed researchers toward another idea, a timing problem. Your brain is processing a ridiculous amount of information every second. Sight, sound, movement, faces, words. All of that information is arriving at the brain at slightly different speeds. And the brain has to stitch those signals together into one smooth moment, which most of the time it does pretty well. But here's where things start getting interesting. Some researchers began wondering what would happen if that system slipped for just a split second. What if the brain received the same moment twice, just a few milliseconds apart? Imagine the signal from your eyes arrives first. Your brain processes it. Then, a fraction of a second later, the same signal travels through a slightly different pathway. Now your brain is looking at the exact same moment, but it already processed it once. So the second time around, it feels familiar. Not because it happened before, because your brain just processed it. That idea eventually became known as the memory lag theory. The basic idea is pretty simple. The brain might briefly file the present moment as a memory before the moment is even finished happening. If that were true, it could explain the feeling people describe. You're standing somewhere, talking to someone, and suddenly the moment feels like something you remember. Well, because your brain may have processed it just a fraction of a second earlier. Now, on paper, that explanation actually makes a lot of sense. Maybe the brain just misfires once in a while. Signals arrive slightly out of sync. The timing slips. And suddenly, a normal moment feels familiar, hence deja vu. Except, that explanation runs into a problem. Actually, more than one. Because some deja vu experiences aren't just a quick flash of familiarity. Some people report something stronger, something that lasts longer, a strange feeling that they know what's about to happen. And the memory lag theory doesn't really explain that part. Which means the brain's timing problem might only be part of the story. And once researchers started looking at the strongest cases of deja vu, well, then the mystery started getting a lot more complicated. So at this point, researchers had a couple possible explanations they were working with. Maybe the brain accidentally creates false familiarity. Maybe it's a timing glitch, signals arriving slightly out of sync. Both ideas made sense. But then neurologists started noticing something that didn't quite fit either theory. Some of the strongest deja vu experiences weren't happening in healthy volunteers at all. They were happening in hospitals, in patients with a condition called temporal lobe epilepsy. Now, epilepsy affects different parts of the brain depending on the type. But temporal lobe epilepsy involves a very specific region, obviously the temporal lobe, which sits roughly above your ears. And inside that region is a structure that plays a huge role in memory, the hippocampus. Now here's where things start getting strange. Doctors began noticing that some epilepsy patients reported an intense feeling of deja vu right before the seizure. Patients would suddenly say things like, "I've already lived this moment." Or maybe they would say, "I know exactly what's about to happen." Then seconds later, the seizure would begin. Now, that caught the attention of neurologists pretty quickly, as you can imagine. Because that's odd. It means the brain can produce a powerful deja vu experience just moments before electrical activity starts misfiring in the temporal lobe. Which immediately raises a question. If seizures in that part of the brain can trigger deja vu, then maybe the feeling itself is connected to the same region. So, researchers started looking more closely at what the hippocampus actually does. And the hippocampus has a pretty specific job. It helps convert experiences into memories. When something happens in your life, a conversation, a place, a moment, whatever, the hippocampus helps decide, A, is this something we should remember or not? But here's the uncomfortable thought that started floating around neuroscience labs. What if the hippocampus fires at the wrong time? What if it accidentally sends the signal that says, this is a memory, even though the moment is still happening? In other words, your brain might briefly tag the present as if it already belongs to the past, which would explain that strange feeling people describe. Now, that idea started gaining traction because it fit with the seizure evidence. It fit with the memory experiments. And it fit with the timing glitch theory we talked about earlier. But neurologists were careful about drawing conclusions, because the more they studied deja vu in epilepsy patients, the stranger the phenomenon started to look. In some cases, the brain wasn't just producing familiarity, it was producing something else entirely. So far, the explanations for deja vu sound manageable. Memory glitch, timing error, signals arriving out of sync. All reasonable. A little strange maybe, but still inside the normal boundaries of brain science. But then neurologists started running into cases that didn't behave like normal deja vu at all. And this is where things get pretty weird. There's a condition researchers call déjà vécu, French again. It basically means already lived. Now, at first, that just sounds like another word for deja vu, but it isn't. Not even close. Deja vu usually lasts a few seconds. A quick flash of familiarity, then it's gone. Deja vécu is something else entirely. People experiencing it become convinced they have already lived entire events. Not just a moment, whole conversations, whole situations. Now, that's a very different problem. Because now we're not talking about a brief brain hiccup anymore. We're talking about the brain seriously mislabeling reality. One of the most famous case studies involved a patient researchers referred to as Mr. A. Mr. A suffered damage to areas of the brain involved in memory. And after that damage, something strange started happening. Every new experience felt familiar to him. He believed he had already lived everything. Watching television, he insisted he had seen the episode before. Reading a newspaper, he claimed he had already read it. Meeting people, according to him, they had already met. Which, if you stop and think about that for a second, would make normal life almost impossible, because every new moment feels just like a memory. How would you ever know what's actually new? And neurologists studying these cases started realizing something unsettling. The brain doesn't just retrieve memories, it also has to label experiences correctly. New moment, stored memory. Prediction, recognition. The system has to keep those categories separate. And when it doesn't, reality starts getting confusing pretty quickly. In cases like Mr. A, the brain appears to misclassify brand new experiences as if they're already stored memories. Which sounds bizarre at first, until you remember what deja vu feels like. The same strange certainty. That feeling that the moment already happened. Except, in these cases, the signal is turned up to maximum. Now here's the part that really caught researchers' attention. Because once scientists started studying deja vu patients closely, they noticed something interesting. These patients weren't just misremembering things. Their brains were misidentifying new experiences as familiar over and over again. And that observation started pointing scientists toward one of the most important clues in the entire deja vu mystery. Back in the early 2000s, a group of researchers started running navigation experiments using virtual reality, which at the time was still pretty new technology. Big headsets, clunky graphics, nothing like the stuff gamers use today. But it was good enough to do something interesting. You could build entire environments, rooms, hallways, buildings, then watch how people moved through them. So the researchers designed a simple experiment. Participants explored a virtual space, just walking through hallways and rooms, getting used to the layout. Then later, the participants entered a different virtual environment. Different walls, different decorations. It looked like a completely new place, except it wasn't entirely new. Now here's the strange part. The visual details were different, but the layout was the same. And after a few minutes, something started happening. Participants would suddenly stop and say things like, "Hold on, this place feels familiar." Which is odd, because they had never seen that environment before. But their brains were recognizing something else. The structure. The pattern underneath the visuals. And the participants couldn't explain why it felt familiar. They just knew it did. Which is interesting if you stop and think about it. Because it suggests the brain may be picking up on patterns before we consciously realize what those patterns even are. So in other words, the familiarity signal may show up first. Understanding comes later. And that's a pretty important clue. Because if the brain can recognize patterns without conscious memory, then it might suddenly flag a situation as familiar, even when you can't explain why. Which, if we're being honest, sounds an awful lot like deja vu feels like. So now that shifts the mystery a little. Deja vu might not be a memory problem at all. It might be pattern recognition happening below awareness. Your brain quietly recognizing the structure of a moment before you consciously understand what it even recognized. Because if the brain is constantly scanning for patterns, it might not just recognize them. It might start predicting what comes next. Alright, so this is where the story is going to shift a little. For a long time, scientists thought the brain mostly reacted to the world. Something happens, your senses detect it, your brain processes it. Simple chain of events. Except newer research started suggesting that's not really how the brain works at all. The brain is actually guessing ahead of time. Constantly. Every second. Your brain builds a prediction of what it expects to see, hear, and feel next. Then when the real sensory information arrives, it compares the two, prediction with reality. If the two line up, everything feels smooth, normal. You don't notice a thing. But if the prediction is wrong, the brain throws a little error signal. Something feels off. You notice the mismatch, and that system is running constantly, thousands of times a second. Your brain predicting what's about to happen, then checking if it guessed right. What if the prediction system and the perception system briefly overlap? What if your brain predicts a moment, and then the real moment arrives a fraction of a second later, looking almost exactly like what the brain expected? Now, your brain is processing the same scene twice, once as a prediction, then again as reality. And the second time around, the brain might flag the moment as familiar, not because it actually happened before, but because the brain just simulated something very close to it, which, if you think about it, sounds suspiciously close to what déjà vu feels like. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the prediction theory explains every case of déjà vu, but it does fit a lot of what researchers were seeing. Memory glitches, pattern recognition, timing errors, all of them could connect to the same system, the brain predicting the world and comparing the results. Except, there's still something that doesn't quite sit right, because prediction errors don't only move one direction. Sometimes the brain guesses wrong, and when that happens, the experience isn't familiarity, it's something else entirely, something much stranger. And if you've ever stared at a word so long that it suddenly stopped looking like a real word, you've actually experienced it. All right, so quick question. Have you ever stared at a word long enough that it suddenly stops looking like a real word? Like you write it down a few times, for example, door, then door again, and after a while your brain suddenly goes, wait, that spelling looks wrong, even though you know perfectly well it isn't. Well, that strange feeling actually has a name. It's called jamais vu, French again. It basically means never seen, and it's the weird mirror image of déjà vu. Instead of something new feeling familiar, something extremely familiar suddenly feels strange, so the opposite of déjà vu. Now, scientists started studying this pretty seriously a few years ago. Researchers at the University of St. Andrews ran a simple experiment. Participants were asked to repeatedly write very common words, nothing complicated. They wrote down words like door, apple, table. Just write the same word over and over again. Do it fast, do it continuously. At first, everything feels normal, but after a while, something strange starts happening. Participants begin reporting that the word stops feeling real. The letters look wrong. The spelling starts looking strange. Some people even said the word started looking like nonsense, which is odd because nothing actually changed. Same word, same spelling, same language. The only thing that changed was the brain's familiarity signal. And that tells us something interesting. Our sense of this is normal isn't solid. It isn't permanent. It's something the brain is constantly generating in the background. A signal that quietly says, familiar, recognized, makes sense. And when that signal drops out for a moment, even very ordinary things can start feeling strange. A word, a face, a place you've been 100 times. Which is a little unsettling if you think about it. Because it means our sense of reality depends on a system that's, well, honestly pretty fragile. The brain constantly deciding what feels familiar and what doesn't. Sometimes getting it wrong one way, déjà vu. Sometimes getting it wrong the other way, jamais vu. And when you see those two glitches side by side, something starts to come into focus. Both of them seem to involve the brain systems for recognition and familiarity, which leads to one final realization about what déjà vu might actually be. Not necessarily a glitch in memory, but a side effect of how the brain constructs the experience of reality in the first place. Once you put all these pieces on the table, the picture starts getting a little clearer. The brain isn't just recording reality, at least not in the simple way we tend to imagine. Every second your brain is taking in signals from your eyes, your ears, your skin, all of it. But those signals don't arrive at exactly the same time. Sight travels one speed, sound another, touch another. And the brain has to stitch all of those signals together into what feels like a single moment. Most of the time, it does that so smoothly, we never notice it. But under the hood, a lot is happening. Because the brain isn't just reacting to incoming signals. It's also predicting what might happen next. It's comparing those predictions to what your senses are actually reporting. And it's constantly checking those signals against memories from the past, all running at the same time. Those signals get blended together into what we experience as the present, which means the moment you think of as right now isn't just raw sensory input. It's the brain's best attempt to assemble a coherent picture of what just happened. And if that's true, then déjà vu might not be a simple mistake. It could be a brief moment where the system reveals itself. A moment where prediction, memory, and perception overlap just enough that the brain labels the present as familiar. Because it suggests the present isn't something we passively experience. It's something the brain is constantly constructing, creating, moment by moment. And every once in a while, the system slips just enough for us to notice. Which raises one final question. If the brain is constantly predicting and assembling reality, how much of what we experience as now is actually being processed before we even become aware of it? So let's bring this back down to earth for a minute. Think about the last time déjà vu happened to you. You're somewhere normal. Maybe you're standing in your kitchen. Maybe you're just talking to a friend. Just a regular moment in a regular day, and then suddenly, something feels off. It's not scary or anything like that. Just strange. You hear someone say a sentence, and your brain quietly goes, "Wait, didn't this already happen?" And for a few seconds, you're absolutely convinced you've lived it before. Then the feeling fades, life moves on, but that moment sticks with you just a little. Because you can't explain it. What we just walked through suggests that moments like that might not be a simple memory glitch. It might be something else entirely. A brief moment where the brain's systems overlap in a way we actually feel. Most of the time, that system is invisible. It works so smoothly or smoothly enough that we never notice it. Until something slips, and suddenly the brain treats the present like something it already knows. Déjà vu. Which means those strange little moments we brush off during our day might be one of the few times we notice how the system works at all. The brain quietly assembling the world in front of us, moment by moment, and every once in a while, letting us see the gears move. Thanks for sticking through this investigation with me tonight. I'm Ralph, and this is Divergent Files. If you're enjoying these deeper dives, do me a favor and hit the like button and subscribe, because right now the algorithm hasn't exactly been kind to this channel. Once again, I appreciate you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and remember, no matter what they tell you, the truth is still out there.